As a dentist, I see patients smile every day. However, no one is happy to see signs of oral cancer, particularly with patients who use chewing tobacco. I see the severe consequences coming from dipping. I'm Dr. Steven Spitz with Smile Boston Cosmetic and Implant Dentistry. As the dentist on record for Boston's baseball team, I've introduced them to Jake's Mint Chew as a healthy alternative. Jake's is a USDA certified organic mint that has no tobacco, no nicotine, caffeine, or sugar. Jake's packs like the real thing with no harmful side effects. Go to jakesmintchew.com to order now. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer info.
The Original Light Beers bringing Chicagoans the Miller Lite You Make the Call sweepstakes. Thursday from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m., join the Bears radio street team at Angie's Pizza at 8352 South Pulaski in Chicago. Give us your best version of calling a Bears play, and you and your guest can win a once-in-a-lifetime chance to attend 2016 Bears training camp alongside Bears radio announcer Jeff Joniak. Head to Angie's Pizza in Chicago Thursday from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Brought to you by Miller Lite. When it's game time, it's Miller time.
Hey, this is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. And here are some inside tips for picking your Week 7 fantasy lineup. A lot of tight ends are priced right about the same, so you can really find value there if you pick the right guy. Take a look at Julius Thomas in Jacksonville. Had a very nice day this past week and could be picking up where he left off in Denver. Cam Newton has no real targets except for Greg Olsen, so he's going to continue to find his way into the end zone. As for some sleepers, Matt Ryan, Matty Ice, and maybe even his receiving pals Leonard Hankerson and Roddy White. They suffered their first loss and should come out swinging against a very weak Tennessee defense. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now, use the code LOCAL, and FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200.
Bears fan source for breaking Bears news, the best Bears experts, and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Cubs on the verge of elimination from the postseason, and manager Joe Maddon today says he's still confident because they've rebounded from three straight losses before.
The biggest thing is you got to get the other team back on their heels a little bit. We have not been able to do that. So my point is we've done it before. I know this is the postseason. I know it's that part of it is different. However, we have put together many four-game winning streaks this year already ourselves.
Tonight in Game 4 against the Mets, Jason Hamill will oppose Steven Matz. Maddon says Jake Arrieta and John Lester will be the only guys not available out of the bullpen tonight. David Ross will catch, and he's going to catch tomorrow, too, if there is a Game 5. Jorge Soler in right field, he'll hit second tonight. Kyle Schwarber batting sixth. Javier Baez batting seventh. The Royals are trying to move on to the World Series today, and they will do so with a win, but they trail right now to the Blue Jays. 2-0 is the score right now, and Toronto is still in business. Nobody out in the bottom of the sixth inning. Edinson Volquez a few moments ago walking in another run. He lasted five innings. He is out of the game now. Two runs, three hits for him, and four walks. Three hits for Toronto total. Chris Colabello with a solo home run. Again, the Blue Jays, a good chance to extend that lead. They bat with nobody out and the bases loaded in the sixth inning right now. Following knee surgery yesterday, the Blackhawks have placed Duncan Keith on injured reserve. They did that today. There is no corresponding move, and it looks unlikely there will be. Hawks practicing today. We'll play the Panthers tomorrow night. Another preseason game for the Bulls. In fact, it is their last coming up on Friday. That'll be against the Mavericks. Then they will open the season against the Cavaliers on Tuesday. The Bears have signed Damontre Hurst, the safety, to the practice squad. This update brought to you by Del Frisco Steakhouse, Chicago baseball's favorite restaurant. And tune in to Joe Madden every Tuesday at noon with Spiegel and Goff, brought to you by CJ Wilson Mazda. Visit them at ZoomZoomNation.com and by Block 37, home of Latinicity Food Hall and Lounge, opening November 1st. 670 weather, scattered showers tonight, low of 55, mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 60. I'm Chris Ranji, and you are listening to the radio home for Cubs postseason talk on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Liberty Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Libertyville, libertyautocity.com.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
A note from Borges Weems, who says that Christopher Lloyd was also a name that was floated as a first pitch thrower outer. And that would be your Back to the Future 2 reference.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
I don't know who Doc Brown is. What are you talking about?
I didn't see either one of them. Did I miss something?
Well, the original Back to the Future, I think, is a relatively significant movie, at least for its time. But I had no idea Back to the Future 2 had that kind of resonance, that kind of penetration into the psyche. I don't remember it being good. Was it good?
I didn't see either one of them. I don't think so.
It's terrible. Don't buy it.
All right, let me check the Rotten Tomatoes for Back to the Future 2.
It's got a positive rating of 61%.
That's not good.
I don't remember liking
it. Good.
I don't think I remember seeing it, actually. I did see it. I just didn't like it. Because that was the one that was all weird, and like Biff was in he was the rich landlord and the boss of the company and lived in the big building, and it was all dark and odd. And
wait a minute. Cubs win World Series. Yeah, it's something, huh? Who would have thought? I wish I could go back to the beginning of the season. Put some money on the Cubbies.
I happily didn't see any of them, and I'm good with that.
What happens to us in the future, Doc?
It's your kids, Marty. Something's got to be done about your kids.
What do you mean?
Your daughter marries a black man.
That's actually not a big deal for me.
What? What? You, really?
Yeah, I mean, well, what's wrong with that?
No, nothing. Nothing. It's nothing, I guess. I think it's great. Congratulations.
Gotta get back in time. Boers and Bernstein. Chicago Sports
not me.
Radio 670. The Score.
Denied it. Mike Ditka denies that.
Well, again,
if you missed that, he just says that's not him.
Right.
Mm-hmm. At 505 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, we promised you something, and now we've got it.
He is on Twitter at MLB Bruce Levine, and he joins us now on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. So here we go again, 24 hours later. Is any reason to believe, other than baseball's just baseball, that something's going to be different this time around?
Not really. Dan, you identified the very first play of the game in our conversation yesterday with your concern about shortstop, and the first ball hit goes off of Baez's glove where he's in the switch playing basically third base and in, and the ball goes off his glove. So, again, you have to think defense is going to matter again tonight. The favorable conditions right now, might be some rain in the area at some point, but you have to think if you're the Cubs, you're going to have to do something besides hit a long home run to be able to beat the New York Mets at this point.
Well, I guess you need more than 11 hits in three games to start putting some men on base, too, Bruce. It's just not been, if you're a connoisseur of Cub hitting, lots of luck with this series.
Yeah, you know, it's Terry, the point is this is a team that slugs, and it's a team that hits home runs, and it's a team that, the manager usually manipulates the game to the point where he can hold on to, a two-run lead or a one or a three-run lead early. You know, he manipulated the whole season, basically from the All-Star game on, manipulated taking weaker pitchers out in the fourth or fifth inning and holding on to leads and, expanding out his bullpen. You know, it did cost him with a couple of bullpen guys. The attrition is natural when you're doing that all the time, but no one did a better job of handling a team to win 97 games that should not have. There's no way this team should have won 97 games with, their ace pitcher winning 11 games and, the rest of the pitching staff other than Arrieta just being mediocre to poor. It stands out even more right now when you watch this team.
What do you think the plan is as far as after Jason Hamill? Because I imagine that Madden's itchy trigger finger there is going to have him on the top step of the dugout the entire time and just waiting to go to some sort of bullpen plan here that I know that he probably knows based in an endgame situation. I'm wondering if it's going to involve starters or anything else.
Yeah, you know, it's Graham, Wood, Cahill. You know, Cahill, you know, really blew up yesterday. That was an awfully bad, outing for him yesterday. But, you know, Graham is his closer in the fourth and fifth inning. He might have been a third and fourth now. You know, taking a lead or they're trying to hold on thing down one run. That's how he's going to approach it. He's starting David Ross. I mean, you know, he could switch off his Ross, you know, later on and, when it come in with some other right-handers out of the bullpen, and Montero goes in, but he's been a disaster during this postseason. He hasn't been able to hit water with a paddle at all. The guy is just—he's just not shown up in postseason. So, from the perspective of you know, what does he do? Everybody pitches in the game. He said, except his two main starters. They're just not going to pitch in this game at all. And that's just the way he said it. And those guys are wound to a particular timing mechanism where they have to have their 4 days off in order to pitch. They're both very regimented, and that's how they're going to adhere to it. If it was me or any other manager, probably they'd say, you know, we have to get you on short rest here. He knows his guys better than anyone else. You have to trust Joe Madden on this one.
Yeah, it's really kind of simple, Bruce, and we probably talked about this yesterday. You're just, in every phase of the game, they're just out playing you. It's not like you can point to something and say, yeah, we can do this better, we can do it. It's every phase of the game, whether it's base running or defense or whatever. They have made every play. The Cubs have made very, very few plays that matter. And you saw the fumbling around last night in the field. So to add to everything else, I mean, baseball is not really a mystery.
No, not at all. I mean, and again, that one inning stands out as to people, you know, who love the game and project, here's some of the things they have to do going into next year. I mean, you're already looking by the series in some ways and saying, you know, this team should be really good in the future, but how are they going to repair that defense? Are they going to really be able to get away with a Schwarber and Bryant as your corner outfielders? What type of, you know, medical care would you need for your center fielder at a certain point if you were going to have him cover all that ground for those two guys? They're going to be all right, but I mean, point is that they have to find places to put proper people.
Mm-hmm.
And if that means Starlin Castro is traded somewhere else and Byers is your starting third baseman or second baseman, so be it. But from the perspective of watching that game and seeing that awful inning, you know, it gave you a perspective of the future and what they might have to do to change some things around.
Well, it's funny you assume that Bryant's going to be a corner outfielder when there are some scenarios that involve Bryant as your center fielder. And while he would still be a typical corner-type player who can play center field, I think you would have a fair defensive question if he is trying to make up for the ground that Schwarber is unable to cover. I'm not really worried about Schwarber. I'm not worried about left field. You misplay a ball, it's a double. It's just not that big a deal. It becomes a bigger deal if they want to play Bryant full-time in center.
I agree, and I don't think I think Bryant can do it in the National League Central. I don't think he can do it when they go out west and they play in those cavernous ballparks out there. I just don't think, you know, he's equipped to be able to play that position out there. He's a really good baseball athlete, and whatever he asks him to do, he's going to give you a good effort, but I don't think that would happen. One area that I think that people are going to really have to look at is this Solaire situation. You get better suited as a DH in the other league. I think the answer is yes to that. Certainly they don't want to give up on a guy that they think would hit 40 home runs and drive in 100, but there's too many questions about him being able to stay out in the field healthy, and also his indifference to playing defense, which has just been so obvious this year. His mechanism for going after a ball or thinking about getting a fly ball or dealing with it, it's just not there. So what do? Do you make the right move with Solaire in the offseason? It's going to be intriguing to watch Epstein and Hoyer do their thing in the offseason here and see who they think are the people that should stay and who should go. Obviously, this franchise needs an awful lot of pitching, and with some of those really young backs, you could get yourself some good pitching along the way.
That's interesting about Soler. You feel that way, Bruce, because I know he's going to be probably available to those who want him. Soler, Castro, we know, we kind of have a feeling are going to be, but you think Soler better suited as a DH?
Without question. I just not just because of his indifference in the off-field carry, but because of the reality that they have had to nursemaid him about because of his injuries. He, like Russell, is prone to injuries and muscle pulls because they're both so muscular. And the idea that at the beginning of the year when it was cold, even the coaching staff told Soler, do not bust this going to first base. We don't want you pulling muscles. We don't want you to get hurt. And unfortunately, that type of mentality, I think, kind of stuck with him throughout the year where he's in between going full out and not doing that because of the fact that he is concerned, just like they are, about him continually getting hurt. He's never really played a full season at any level. He was out for actually a year and a half when he was a free agent. So there's a question mark here. I think the safest place for him is DH, and I think you can get an awful lot if somebody in the American League agrees with you.
Are you surprised that David Ross is getting the start tonight instead of Miguel Montero?
No, I think the way everything imploded yesterday, I think they want that stabilizing catcher behind the plate. So it was a rough night for Montero. It was a rough night for the pitching staff. It's been a horrible playoff for Montero offensively, hitting 100, so just during the entire postseason. So I think Ross stabilizing catcher, you know, even though he doesn't hit much, he missed the home run the other day in New York by, you know, a couple of feet. I think just, you know, that veteran presence, that playoff presence, I think was important for Joe. And you know, of course, you have the righty-lefty, which may or may not be significant tonight with Mats going. But in reality, I think they want a little bit more stabilizing, and I think Ross brings that to the table for them this evening.
And no difference. I mean, it doesn't appear to be, from reading stuff, and I'm not around it, though, Bruce, you are no difference in the Cub clubhouse the last couple nights, right? There's not, you know, there's not the gloom and doom and all that stuff that I've seen in some clubhouses before.
No, you know, the Rizzo thing is interesting. He's obviously a leader in this team. He's the heart and soul of what these young guys are all about. But, you know, just to say he's pressing a little bit, I don't think that's unfair. I mean, he hasn't really hit much. The last 2 months of the season, he went from hitting 330, I think, was toward the end of July, and it ended up hitting 270. And the wear and tear of playing 160 games was just a little too much for him. I think they have to rethink what they do with Mr. Rizzo and give him probably 10 games off during the year to try to get him a little rest. He's a young guy. He's a valuable guy. Great defensive player, even when he's not hitting. But if you want to get the most out of him, I think you need to rest him a little bit more. And yes, there's no doubt that he's pressing right now. You can see it. Unfortunately, they need his bat in there right now, and really nobody's producing outside of Schwarber at this point.
Is the Cubs' inability to control the opposing running game worthy of some off-season focus, at least a second thought to say, yeah, maybe a little something was exposed here, whether it's what our pitchers do, what our catcher does, what the defense does, just something that maybe if we're going to make sure that there isn't any kind of Achilles heel that can keep them in these coming years from getting where they want to go?
Yeah, that's exactly correct. As a matter of fact, Matt, in his pregame conversation just about 25 minutes ago, said it that exactly, that they are going to be paying close attention to the running game in spring training and handling it better than they have, and that they're not pleased about it. And, you know, they traded away a catcher who they didn't think was a good defensive catcher, but had a great arm in Wellington Castillo. Now they're left with Montero for two more years, and, you know, it doesn't look good there. And Ross is going to catch at 39 as a backup next year. So I think they need some help in that area. They have a young catcher coming through the system that looks really good. He might be ready in the next year or so. But, that is something that they're going to pay a lot of attention to. And it's a focal point for them right now. It's being exposed.
You know, it's interesting because everybody could use that young catcher. There's very few teams I can look around and say couldn't use that young catcher.
Well, that guy's coming for the Cubs. It's just Wilson Contreras.
Yeah, it's just hard to find that guy.
It really is. You know, and again, you thought you had it in Castillo. You really did. And then, you know, the metrics would tell you that he didn't frame pitches, that he didn't call for the right pitches. Everything else about the guy was fabulous. He ended up hitting 20 home runs for Seattle and Arizona. He's got a great arm, came a long way under Mike Borzello, the catching instructor, in blocking balls, terrific teammate, but they didn't think he was a winning catcher. And, you know, if Epstein and Hoyer believe that, you know, I think you think along with them because they've had a lot of success, and they know from having the Veritechs of the world what it takes to guide a pitching staff and to win and to do it properly. So, you know, I'll adhere to that. If that's what they think, okay, that's fine. But they did give up a really good young hitter and a good young catching arm. That doesn't mean he's a good catcher.
All right, Bruce, as always, we appreciate it, my friend, and we will be chatting with you probably tomorrow at some point, we hope.
Well, let's hope so. All right, yeah. Guys.
That's right.
That you got it, my friend.
Bruce Levine from Wrigley Field with the Boers and Bernstein Show. Still time to come on out and say, hey, at Jimmy Green, South Loop, South State, we are right here, and good times are waiting. Grab some buds. We got them for you. You have the score.
When Bears news breaks, count on us to deliver. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. Happy Back to the Future Day. Remember, this is the day that Doc Brown and Marty McFly ended up in Hill Valley in Back to the Future 2. And when they came upon Hill Valley, there was a sign that said the Cubs had won the World Series. Well, if the Cubs are to win a World Series, there would be an unbelievable parallel, not just between that moment and Back to the Future 2, but also between this moment and the last time a huge historic streak was broken in baseball. Remember, 86 years of losing was broken through by the Boston Red Sox. They also trailed 3-0. And the guy who ran that organization was Theo Epstein, who just so happens to be running the Chicago Cubs. Now, the Cubs will have to overcome the fact that they don't have good enough pitching and they're not good enough defensively. But the same could be said for those Boston Red Sox who beat that team from New York. Happy Back to the Future Day. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
Hi, this is Jason Goff, and I've got great news for Chicagoland used car dealers and auto agencies. A 30-minute auto show is one of the most impactful ways to sell pre-owned vehicles, and Oxford Media has the formula. It's a turnkey solution. They'll write, produce, and broadcast, or they'll work in tandem with your agency. Call them now at 630-605-9322. Showcase 20 to 30 cars in your half-hour show and reach 3.4 million households across Chicagoland. Generate sales and leads, feature finance incentives and services. Just call Oxford Media Group at 630-605-9322 to set up your free consultation. Over the last 20 years, they've delivered quantifiable results for over 50 area dealers, and they're ready to do the same for you. Are you reaching enough used car buyers? Are you looking for a proven way to drive sales? From compacts to luxury sedans, trucks, vans, and everything in between, Oxford Media can help showcase and sell your used inventory. Give them a call at 630-605-9322. That's 630-605-9322. Sell more used cars, just give them a call.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer info.
Time out, Chicago. It's game time. The Buffalo Wild Wings daily reminder for tonight's games. Tonight, Chicago takes the field against New York in the playoffs at 7:07. Buffalo Wild Wings is bringing back two popular sauces, ghost pepper and bourbon honey mustard. Perfect for all the football action. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
The Original Light Beers bringing Chicagoans the Miller Lite You Make the Call sweepstakes. Thursday from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m., join the Bears radio street team at Angie's Pizza at 8352 South Pulaski in Chicago. Give us your best version of calling a Bears play, and your guest can win a once-in-a-lifetime chance to attend 2016 Bears training camp alongside Bears radio announcer Jeff Joniak. Head to Angie's Pizza in Chicago Thursday from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Brought to you by Miller Lite. When it's game time, it's Miller time.
Why would you buy last year's model when you can buy a new 2016 for the price of a new 2015? Now at Grossinger Toyota North. That's right, the new 2016 Toyotas are here. And Grossinger Toyota North has a new 2016 Toyota Corolla L. Lease one now for just $99 a month or $13.5. And this new 2016 Toyota Camry LE is only $18.9 for...
Hey, this is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. And here are some inside tips for picking your Week 7 fantasy lineup. A lot of tight ends are priced right about the same, so you can really find value there if you pick the right guy. Take a look at Julius Thomas in Jacksonville. Had a very nice day this past week and could be picking up where he left off in Denver. Cam Newton has no real targets except for Greg Olsen, so he's going to continue to find his way into the end zone. As for some sleepers, Matt Ryan, Matty Ice, and maybe even his receiving pals Leonard Hankerson and Roddy White. They suffered their first loss and should come out swinging against a very weak Tennessee defense. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now, use the code LOCAL, and FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200.
Telling these guys nine different times this year we've won four or more games in a row. So we'll just do it a tenth time, one at a time.
Okay, Theo, that's what you have to do. We're four in a row for the tenth time this season.
This might be your last chance to make an in-season phone call for the Cubs. So,
in-season. Yeah, good choice of words. Yeah, in-season.
Yep, this is it. Here, possibly, 312-644-6767. Ray in Rolling Meadows, you're on the score.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Fine.
I just had a quick question. All right, so with Schwarber's lack of defense, does it make sense to trade into the AL next year?
No.
Why is that?
Because he's too damn good.
But where are you going to put him on the Cubs?
Left field.
Well, we saw how that played out.
Well, but you got to give him a chance.
You saw one game.
Yeah, you got to give him a chance. He hasn't been a left fielder. Yeah, I mean, give him a chance. Give him a spring training. Give him some opportunity.
We saw how that played out. No, you saw one game.
One game. It's only one game. Give him a chance. I mean, to work a spring training.
That's just stupid.
Get a chance.
What motivates that?
I watched one game, and now I'm going to draw sweeping conclusions about the direction of the franchise.
They're not trading him. Oaklawn, Miles, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. I'm just curious if you can put into words this unpredictability of just MLB postseason in general. You know, when you have other, if it's the NBA or if it's hockey, we generally know going into a series who's going to win. And I think at the beginning, you know, we thought, oh, Cubs seem pretty good. We may have this. And then, you know, three games in, we see what happens.
Because it's baseball. And repeat after me the famous words of Joe Sheehan. Print these out and paste them where you see them if you're a baseball fan. Variance swamps everything. Variance swamps everything. Everything.
That I got in the back of my car.
That will never change. Baseball, no matter what, no matter the probabilities, no matter the tendencies, baseball, because of its nature, is swamped by variance.
Goes all baseball on you.
Ryan Mount Prospect, you're on the score.
Hi, guys. I disagree with a couple callers ago. I think Schwarber can play fine in left field. I was more wondering about what you guys think the Cubs should do in center field with Dexter Fowler. I'll hang up and listen.
Well, I think the center fielder next year might be Chris Bryant.
It would appear to me that's what's going to happen. I think Dexter Fowler is probably going to sign elsewhere. My thought would be because there's no point to it, particularly if you have in your heart of hearts you want to play Chris Bryant, then play Chris Bryant there. Spring training or whatever else you have to do, getting him ready to play center field, same with Schwarber. Getting him ready to play left field. Don't make any rash judgments about he can't do this or he can't do that until they actually get a chance to play the position.
Yeah, I think the idea with Fowler going into this year was that he could contribute whatever he could contribute to this team, and they thought that maybe Almora would be a little bit more fast-tracked at this point.
Yeah.
And he's not.
Not.
But I think somebody is going to give him the kind of multi-year guaranteed deal that just it won't make sense for the Cubs to match that.
That's what I think, too.
Mike and Roselle, you're on WSCR.
I just heard some goofball call in saying that he wanted to trade Kyle Schwarber. I spent a lot of time in the car, and I've been hearing a few people say that today, and that kid's going to win more games for us than he's ever going to lose for us. So, no, we shouldn't trade Kyle Schwarber.
Well, it's not even a debate.
It's not a debate.
It's not even worth calling it a debate. That's a non-starter.
Yeah. Most importantly, no matter what we think, we know that's what the Cubs think.
That's a special hit tool. It's a special power tool. You put him in left field. He misplays a ball. It's a double. That's all. Can I take a call from a Bob?
Let me ask a question. Could it get any worse?
Bob in Bolingbrook. You're on the score.
Bob in Bolingbrook.
Hello. How you guys doing? First time caller.
Welcome, okay. Bob.
Yeah, I don't see us beating up to the Mets tonight with pitching. And I think you just got to load up the lineup with hitting.
It's not one or the other. You don't choose a way to beat a team. It's not binary. It's not how baseball works.
Well, the pitching is not. We're not going to shut them down tonight with our pitching. I mean, we got our aces out of the lineup. I know Schwarber came up. Didn't he originally come up as a catcher?
He did.
Well, I mean, Ross and Montero have been worthless. I mean, even playing the ball behind the plate. I think you put Schwarber behind the plate. You load up the outfield with Bryant. You put Mostella in the infield. See how that plays out.
No. I don't want to do that.
No, I think that's dumb.
I don't want to do that.
I love when he asked, did Schwarber come up as a catcher like it was 10 years ago?
It was this year.
It was like
year,
65
minutes ago.
It's like 65 games ago.
Didn't he come up back then?
Manny. Paul Konerko was 15 years ago.
Right. Yeah. When Schwarber came up?
You know what's happened, though? The Cubs have made a lot of new friends.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's right. What it is. They're just kind of getting used to who everybody
so
is.
So they became friends in August or what?
And
yes,
hold on, and
August,
September. And Stephen Matz is pitching tonight, right?
Yes,
Stephen
Matz.
So you want to find room for Tommy La Stella, who's a lefty?
I don't want to find room for him.
Why would you want to put a lefty in the lineup against Matz?
You don't. Trust me, you don't.
Well, I know you don't,
trust
but I was
me,
just sort of asking openly.
Well, unless his name is Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah. Then I'll do it.
Yeah. I know he hasn't fared well against lefties, but the way that kid hits, he's never not in my lineup unless his legs don't work.
He is the first player in history, right, to have 5 home runs in postseason play before the age of 23.
Correct.
The first player in history.
That is correct, except on the other side of it, we're losing to a guy named Murph.
Scoreboard update.
Is he coming back?
No.
He never left. From the...
he's going to do updates.
Nope.
Well, Chris... I'll let him start right now. He can start
at 6
o'clock.
A boy can dream.
he's got to work this show with Matt and the two of you.
Oh, I would love him to be the third man in the booth. He'd be like Cal Ripken, though. He wouldn't say a damn word in this show.
By the way, Joe Maddon said that Ross is in because the lefty is pitching tonight, and he will also be catching tomorrow if there's a game 5, just because he wants to catch Lester. So that's for your information.
Scoreboard update.
And he knows, and I hope Griffey's okay with the later injury, but he knows he's got a dog out there in right field who'd struck out 3 times. Griffey, double play ball, never runs, never hustles, and a little bobble, and he's in second base, right?
What?
Artest never played defense.
Wait, who was the guy that he said didn't play defense?
Ron Artest.
Artest. Yeah.
Ron Artest never wanted to play defense.
He doesn't want to guard anybody.
He's talking about Ken Griffey Jr.
All right.
That was Ken Griffey Jr.
Oh, yeah, that was there. But, yeah, the defense is Artest.
Right. Injury trouble for the Cubs pitcher Jason Hamill. That was earlier in the season. Scoreboard
update. Andy, F-A-I-L.
Why do we still have all that?
Why not?
Because Maddie.
That's the best song.
Are you kidding
ever.
Me?
It's the best ever.
Radio Pappy.
Scoreboard update.
That's Radio 670.
Just, you know what?
My favorite was the Latin-speaking listeners.
For all our Latin listeners speak Latin.
Scoreboard
update. I want to find out if we have any Latino listeners. I know we do. The survey says we have a lot of Latino listeners.
Yes!
I want to ask any of our fine Latin-speaking, English as a second language.
E pluribus unum. I know Domini.
Scoreboard update.
Now you can have Ron Artest. I know he had a nice night offensively. He doesn't like to guard anybody.
He'd have been a great endorsement person for Latinicity, that new restaurant opening up. Can't wait to go.
Well, to be fair, they probably still taught Latin when he was in school.
No, that's what they spoke.
No. No, I'm talking about Murph. When he
I
got to
bust Murph
so
balls
I.
today.
That's a rotary phone, in case you guys forgot. I did forget, actually. I didn't know what that was.
Put into a teletype machine after that?
You don't make copies, you make photostats. The photostat machine.
Hey, Matt of Atacola. Tom Lawrence Holmes is right next to you and can you hear me?
I don't talk to black guys.
Wait a minute. Well, he was the one that said Cool Breeze,
cool
right?
Breeze, cool Jason, Breeze, yeah.
Every black guy was Jerome.
Jerome.
Yeah, Jerome. He called Jason Cool Breeze.
He called Lawrence Jerome.
I don't want to step on your parade or rain on your thunder.
I told you that story one time when he one time during a commercial break, he's like, sometimes I like to leave the African collars on the air longer because it helps us with that part of the audience.
What?
Shut up.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah, he did. True story.
Yeah, he did. The best. You know, Roger, when we were at NBC, he used to go in, and when B&B show would start, he was in the bathroom. He would flush all four urinals at one time so
he didn't have to hear him.
Would drown out the show because we used to have it piped in there on speaker.
Yep. That's true as well.
My God.
But still, the absolute best, though, was the day he waited in the studio for Terry to confront him. And it was the day that Terry was at home.
And he didn't realize until after the show
20
started.
Minutes into the show.
He had plenty of chances after that. He used to come all the way around to avoid me.
Talking to Bernstein in the talk back, I'm like, why is Murph sitting in there?
Murph is sitting in the corner.
Like, I don't know.
Crouching Tiger hitting Murph.
I said, I don't know. That must have crushed his spirit, though. The years of buildup, the years of hatred for Terry. And he's like, today's the day, hon. I'm going to confront that SOB. Yeah. I'm going to get it off my chest. And he waits for him.
Day.
Terry's at home.
And we're thinking, like, why is he still here? Why hasn't he left? And he's pacing nervously, and then he goes into the studio. And when I saw the look on his face when he realized Terry was at home.
I bet that whole morning driving in, he's in the rearview mirror because he's not.
Don't you remember he started knocking garbage cans over?
Oh, yeah, kicking stuff down the hallway. God.
Yeah, he's kicking stuff all the way down the hallway.
Yeah, the whole way driving, he's not Jimmy Butler, so he's looking in his rearview mirror, and he's like, you're good enough. You're smart enough.
No, but the best part is, like, you play all those jobs to make me sound stupid. What if I played drops to make you sound stupid?
You're
said,
okay.
Go ahead. Is it fine?
We play drops to make us sound stupid.
What if I tell people, like, I'll play that drop where Terry said he didn't watch the Illinois game? Like,
he didn't watch the Illinois game. He's not embarrassed, though. He's proud he didn't watch the Illinois game.
I think, well, I'm going to play stuff in you guys. You guys are just playing stuff.
And I said, today's the day. I'm going to confront that guy.
Are you asking us to stop playing? Are you threatening?
No.
I said, well, you have to do one or the other. And neither one matters. Because on one hand, the answer is no. And on the other hand, the answer is we don't care.
You know, you say what you want about that guy, but I respect him. He had the guts to stand up to Terry. That
one day.
You think what you want, but he stood up to Terry. That big bully.
I'm going to show him.
Bernsie, why is he in the studio? I don't know.
I did the talk back. I said, I don't
We're just
know.
Laughing at each other. I was dying.
Because you know Terry's whole MO around here. Everyone knows him to be a bully.
Yep. I mean, yeah, he got what? Who else was it? Mully? You know, Terry's the common denominator around here.
Always.
Oh, dude, I would love the transitions between him and Mully, and he would bring in notes for Mully and hand them to him. Here's what we're going to go over and transition today. Mully would just crumple them up and throw them in the garbage right in front of him.
But he did that when I was an update guy. He's like, hey, I'm going to bring up a bunch of names of first basemen. And you say, hey, Murph, what about this guy? And then you read this, this, and this. So I said, all right. I threw it out. And then I threw it out in the garbage. And then he starts bringing it up. And I said, well, you know, Murph, it's an interesting point, but you're ignoring this, this, and this, and this. So the basis of your argument really doesn't quite work. And then he goes to break and he comes out, what are you doing? I told you to read off the piece of paper. And I said, but it doesn't make sense because it's wrong.
You remember, Maddie, what happens if I scratch my nose right now?
What's your beef?
Uh-huh.
Hey, Fred, what's your beef?
Remember when he got lost at a remote he was at? Got to the remote.
In Orland Park.
Got himself set up and then went for a walk and then got lost. And called the producer in the studio. Was like, tell me where I'm at.
Right. Couldn't get back to the remote.
It's just like, I don't know where you're at.
Right. He went to a remote.
You're going the wrong way. How do they know where we're going?
And he wanted to go get lunch.
And then he yelled at the producer.
And then he yelled at the producer for not telling him the way back. He had no idea where he was. He drives out to get a hamburger somewhere. And then he calls and, hey, I'm lost. I can't find the remote.
When he's back, there was like 10 bar stools. And the 10 bar stools were all empty, and he took his legal pad and walked down and smacked each one of them down in order. Yep. People were like, what in the hell is going on?
Yeah, the manager of the bar like called back to the station and said, you got your host is acting all weird. What's going on?
Oh, no, that's normal. It's okay. I loved when he told Bernstein early on in his career he'll never make it in Chicago.
Right. Yes, he did.
And then the first day you worked with him, he wanted to bring that back and play that tape, make himself sound like a moron.
And the producer told him not to. He said, you know, he's sitting right next to you. You're the guy that said he would never get to Chicago.
Before any of you guys worked here, he went back. We were in back. There's two studios in our first
in Belmont, right?
Yeah, on Belmont Avenue. And he was in this entire leather outfit doing spots. And Danny and I were sitting in the other studio doing something. Chicago. And we're looking at this guy in this solid leather outfit just laughing our ass off. And he comes over and confronts me. Then he said, hey, what's so funny? I said, well, that outfit is funny. He said,
I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
I said, well, it fits you, I guess, but gee, what is that all about? And he ever since said, and I got blamed for everything. I got blamed for pulling
tapes. Oh, right, because McNeil had nothing to do with it at all, right?
Right. Well, you guys better keep it down, or you're going to get a fax from Kenny Owens from LaGrange Park.
Jeez.
He would actually send faxes to himself.
Yeah. Well, no. Remember how I caught him? Because I would go through the emails, had to pull the bad ones out and just leave the positive ones in.
Oh, my God.
And there was an email that I was reading, and it was addressed. It was signed from Kenny Owens about how great Murph was and his Cub thoughts were, but it was from his wife's email address. And I was like, wait a second. Either Kenny Owens is doing something he shouldn't be doing.
Hey, I like to leave the fictional African-American faxers on a little longer. It helps us with that demographic.
That is excellent.
He was big with the Latin speaking, obviously.
We could spend another hour on it.
Did you do the update already?
No, there's literally been no update in this update.
Let's go.
So I'll just tell you this. I'll just give you this much. It is a 6-1 lead for Toronto right now in the eighth inning over Kansas City. We're trying to stay alive. I'm going to do the reads and then say goodbye, and you can have it back, okay? This update brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. And celebrate the Northsiders postseason action with Spiegel and Goff. They broadcast live from Deuces and Diamonds in Chicago tomorrow from 9 to 1. Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light pilsner. Please drink responsibly. I'm Chris Ranji, and you are listening to the radio home for Cubs postseason talk on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This is it, Cub fans. Down 3-0 versus the Mets. It's going to be an uphill battle to stay alive in the NLCS.
The Mets have just pitched exceptionally well. You got to give them credit in these 3 games. It's up to us to go out there and play and perform and execute.
Get ready for tonight's do or die Game 4 with us. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Cubs postseason.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for.
the go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student, our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer info.
Skills to the test to win huge prizes every week at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. Got a little fantasy nugget for you as you get ready to pick your Week 7 lineup. As we saw last Sunday, Detroit finally got their offense rolling in their overtime victory against our beloved, thanks to multiple players scoring over 30 points at DraftKings.com. With the hometown bye week this weekend, I think it's a great time to zoom out a little bit, take in some of this week's action, and why not win some quick cash while you're doing it by playing fantasy football at DraftKings.com, because at DraftKings.com, it's like a new season every week. Play whenever you want on the DraftKings app, like I do, in a variety of contests. Do what I do. Take that juggernaut lineup of yours and enter it in multiple contests. It allows you to really maximize your winning potential, or challenge your buddies in a custom league, or even join in on an existing league and turn your love of football into the payday of a lifetime. Why wouldn't you be playing at DraftKings.com? New millionaires are being crowned every week this season, and you could be next. I like to follow at DraftKings on Twitter during Monday night game and watch the excitement play out as DraftKings users duke it out with millions of dollars at stake. This isn't fantasy as usual. No, no, no. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Use my promo code Chicago at DraftKings.com now and play for free with your first deposit in Sunday's $1 million fantasy football contest. First place takes home $100,000. Enter Chicago for free entry now, only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com, that's DraftKings.
Bears fans, now through November 1st, Dr. Pepper, the official soft drink of the Chicago Bears, is giving you the chance to win a one-of-a-kind Bears fan experience. One lucky fan and three guests will win VIP treatment, including lunch at Halas Hall, a private tour of Soldier Field, VIP tickets to the Bears 49ers game on December 6th, on-field access, a pregame VIP tunnel experience, $400 in Bears bucks, and much more. For complete rules and to enter, log on to ChicagoBears.com/Dr. Pepper. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Always one of a kind.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call David Hochberg.
He lived a long way from here in a town called Cicero, Illinois. And in Cicero, he was the man.
Vice President of Pearl Mortgage. Meet Joan and
Hello, friend.
Debbie, married, and they called for information about purchasing their first home. David answered all their questions, gave them outstandingly tremendous advice, and they did exactly the opposite of what David recommended. So when their loan blew up on the home they never had a chance financing, they called David and begged for forgiveness. So David is now helping Joan and Deb secure financing on their new home, and the ladies are doing everything David recommends. So if you're purchasing a home and you want to work with an honest, knowledgeable, and experienced local lender with the lowest rates and closing costs, call David, 312-751-1333, or visit perldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help you if you don't call. 312-751-1333, or visit perldavid.com. Tune in to Chicago's top-rated real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, Saturday mornings from 10 to noon and AM 890. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358. Licensed by DBO under California RMLA, NMLS 19186. PearlMortgage.com/license.
Sunrise Chevrolet is your Chevy truck headquarters. Now during Chevy Truck Month, get deep discounts on hundreds of new trucks, including Chevy Silverado and Colorado. Get huge savings with 0% financing for 60 months, plus $4,000 Chevy bonus cash. When only a truck will do, get it at Sunrise Chevrolet, conveniently located in Glendale Heights. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Available on select new Chevy trucks to qualified buyers. See dealer for details.
Hey, this is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. And here are some inside tips for picking your Week 7 fantasy lineup. A lot of tight ends are priced right about the same, so you can really find value there if you pick the right guy. Take a look at Julius Thomas in Jacksonville. Had a very nice day this past week and could be picking up where he left off in Denver. Cam Newton has no real targets except for Greg Olsen, so he's going to continue to find his way into the end zone. As for some sleepers, Matt Ryan, Matty Ice, and maybe even his receiving pals Leonard Hankerson and Roddy White. They suffered their first loss and should come out swinging against a very weak Tennessee defense. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weeklyroundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now, use the code LOCAL, and FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200.
Time is on your side at WoodfieldNissan.com. Only WoodfieldNissan.com gets you a new Nissan quote in 20 minutes or less. Like a 2015 Nissan Altima for only $15,995. Visit WoodfieldNissan.com. Fill out a quick quote application and get your new and used car quote in 20 minutes or less. You can even get Woodfield Nissan's lowest lease payments quoted in minutes. Like a brand new 2015 Nissan Rogue for only $89 a month. Save time and money at the Midwest's number one volume Nissan dealer, Woodfield Nissan, at the corner of Higgins and Gall. And get your instant quote now in 20 minutes or less, or you get free oil changes for 1 year. Choose from nearly 1,000 new Nissans. Time is on your side. That's WoodfieldNissan.com. Price and payment is plus tax, title, and license, and is pre-driven. Stock number P8149. Payment is 36-month lease with $39.95 down at lease signing. Includes first payment and security deposit.
Yes. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And this transition brought to you by the Chicago Wolves, who host the annual Breast Cancer Awareness Game Sunday at 3 at 549. My two favorite words in show business.
What a home!
Has joined us. Hello, Lawrence.
Hello, Uncle Terry. Hello, Dan.
Hello again.
Hello. I figured there were more stories being told.
I'm glad you jumped on.
Maddie came in here during the break, and we just know, right? Because those 2 years that we spent producing the show together, you know, the worst of his life. Mm-hmm. Yes, not Maddie's, right. of Murph's. Well, I guess technically, yeah, it was the worst Maddie's and mine. Now that I think about it, we looked at each other like two Vietnam vets. Like, that's what it was like. Just going, yeah, man, we've been through some stuff.
Thousand-yard stare. You both got, like, that Special Forces tattoo from Lethal Weapon.
We seen some things, man.
Oh. I can't believe you two ruined his life like that. I don't believe you two. I can't take it.
You know, it's always fun when we all get a chance to like jump on the microphone.
Oh yeah.
I got interviewed last week. They're doing like a profile at DePaul, and they asked me like, what was my favorite thing that I've done on the radio? Maddie, do you think you know what it is? My favorite thing that I've ever done on this radio station was the final Bears report at the Super Bowl.
I thought it was going to be Ask Herb.
No, well, okay. Ask Herb's good.
That's okay. Up there.
Do you guys remember how loopy...
I thought it was for jumping in for Tommy when he was late one night.
Oh, God. There was the jumping in for Les starting the show on the phone when he's driving back from the Eastern Conference Finals in Indianapolis. Like, all sorts of stuff. But do you guys remember what happened that day? Like, all the stupid stuff that we did?
No.
Remember, you had the crazy guy at the press conference, and Jason wouldn't stop playing it. The guy that was asking Lovie Smith, do you feel it? Do you touch it? Do you smell it?
On your daily way, can you sense it? Can you feel it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that guy.
All of us flirting with Matt Hasselbeck's mom when she came by with the chunky soup stuff. Whoa,
was that
was
the
going
Mo
on.
Rocca Johnny Reyes day?
Yes.
Yeah, same day.
Yeah, okay.
Same day.
So that's going on. Amanda Beard.
And Zach.
And Zach.
Mrs. Smith, how would you describe the whole atmosphere here in Miami on your daily way to your practice or back to your Tutuza Hotel? Can you feel it? Can you see it? Can you maybe even smell it?
Yes.
That's the same question.
It's the finish line.
I'm telling you, that day, we hope to duplicate that. Maybe we'll be able to duplicate that.
You don't know.
California.
There were some good days in Detroit, too, where we had some weird things. And even usually, you know it's going well when all the other radio shows look at us and be like,
yep.
What are you guys doing?
One of the reasons why I love it so much is because I feel like it was one of the first times where Zach kind of let go.
Oh, he let go.
And I mean, because we were slap happy. We were so tired. We just wanted the game to get started after all the coverage. And Zach just like, it was nuts because Maddie and Jason were on the air back here. You know, Jason was doing stuff back here. and you guys, and Terry was just in his element. And remember, Matt Hasselbeck, we were flirting with his mom so hard that he walked away.
He walked away from the interview. Mad. That's what he did.
He walked away. He walked away from the and interview. And she was totally fine with it.
Yep.
She walked was away. Loving every minute of it. Are you
walked
kidding?
Away.
No, it was quality.
And Zach's so horny. He was worse than Horny Hub.
All I can tell you is that Saturday night, he got that 2 a.m. text message from
I know he did. I know he did. Proudly, too. All right, let's get out of here. Some quick thank yous, too.
Well, it's not so quick.
Your memory.
We thank John Harper, Big Cat Williams, Wayne Randazzo, Hub Arkish, and Bruce Levine.
We thank our crack production staff, the best of the damn business, Mr. Matt Abaticola.
How about the Degrominated? Ah! Yes! Somebody just got Degrominated!
I love Matt Abaticola, and he's Dale Jr. You know he keeps it high and dry, the best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill. Ah!
And not for nothing, but how about the Murphy? Five diggers! Yeah! You continue to pitch to Murphy! Don't you have scouting reports?
Oh, no.
And on site here, your guy, War Boy, Danny Colanco.
Memo to all pitchers. Unless you're an ace, you don't pitch to Cesc Bundes for John Mets people!
We thank you for listening, calling, emailing.
We thank Budweiser and, of course, Jeff.
Oh, Jimmy Green's. I love Jimmy Green's.
Everybody at Jimmy Green's.
I'm going to have an honorary stool here. What? That doesn't sound right. All right, everybody, happy night. We'll talk to people tomorrow afternoon. That does not sound right. And this transition was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves, who host the annual Breast Cancer Awareness Game Sunday at 3. Have a great night. Talk to you soon.
Oh, what a day. What a lovely day.
Joe Madden talks Cubs playoffs with one station in town. Only with the Spiegel and Goff Show, Tuesdays at noon on The Score. Brought to you by CJ Wilson Mazda. Visit them at ZoomZoomNation.com.
The Mets have just pitched exceptionally well. You got to give them credit. In these three games, it's up to us to go out there and play and perform and execute.
Hear Joe Madden throughout the playoffs, only on The Score. Brought to you by Block 37, home of Latinicity Food Hall and Lounge. Opening November.
Hi, this is Jason Goff, and I've got great news for Chicagoland used car dealers and auto agencies. A 30-minute auto show is one of the most impactful ways to sell pre-owned vehicles, and Oxford Media has the formula. It's a turnkey solution. They'll write, produce, and broadcast, or they'll work in tandem with your agency. Call them now at 630-605-9322. Showcase 20 to 30 cars in your half-hour show and reach 3.4 million households across Chicagoland. Generate sales and leads, feature finance incentives and services. Just call Oxford Media Group at 630-605-9322 to set up your free consultation. Over the last 20 years, they've delivered quantifiable results for over 50 area dealers, and they're ready to do the same for you. Are you reaching enough used car buyers? Are you looking for a proven way to drive sales? From compacts to luxury sedans, trucks, vans, and everything in between, Oxford Media can help showcase and sell your used inventory. Give them a call at 630-605-9322. That's 630-605-9322. Sell more used cars. Just give them a call.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer-info.
Hey, this is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. And here are some inside tips for picking your Week 7 fantasy lineup. A lot of tight ends are priced right about the same, so you can really find value there if you pick the right guy. Take a look at Julius Thomas in Jacksonville. Had a very nice day this past week and could be picking up where he left off in Denver. Cam Newton has no real targets except for Greg Olsen, so he's going to continue to find his way into the end zone. As for some sleepers, Matt Ryan, Matty Ice, and maybe even his receiving pals Leonard Hankerson and Roddy White. They suffered their first loss and should come out swinging against a very weak Tennessee defense. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now, use the code LOCAL, and FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200.
The X Insurance team provided specialty liability insurance coverage for the destruction of the Bartman Ball event back in 2004. Avoid your Bartman moment by having X Insurance coverage for home, work, and play. Civil, cash bonds, and legal advice are just part of what X Insurance offers. X Insurance is modern coverage for everyone with 24/7, 360-degree liability protection. Visit xinsurance.com.
When you decide it's time to go the extra mile and build your future, something changes. Your life becomes extraordinary. And that's what the U.S. Army Reserve is all about. In just 1 week in the month and 2 weeks a year, you'll get an edge in your everyday life. The Army Reserve offers hands-on training in high-tech careers, so your skills grow right along with your mental and physical strength. Covering college costs, assistance with student loans, they're all added benefits of joining the Army Reserve. And with flexible service options, you won't have to give up your day-to-day life. Plus, you could be eligible for an enlistment bonus of up to $20,000. Build your future in the Army Reserve with excellent career training, education benefits, flexible service options, and more. Plus, you'll make a difference in